I got all A's. I did very, very well academically. And that was my way of dealing with the prison in my home, because outwardly, by keeping good grades, by looking good, by dressing well, I hid the domestic violence going on in my home for 19 years. I called it putting on my happy face. So to the world, I was very well composed, I was very happy, but then when I would come home, I would have a prison on the inside of my house. For the college age group, the highest risk for dating violence is ages 16 to 24. So you all are among the highest risk age group. And in terms of alcoholism and domestic violence, which is what I would like to focus on, approximately 4 out of 5 college students drink alcohol. 1,825 college students, these are yearly figures, die from alcoholism or binge drinking, as they call it. There is a lot of binge drinking on campuses today. 690,000 students are actually victims of assault by another student who has been drinking. 97,000 students are victims of sexual assault or a date rape. Domestic violence can encompass sexual abuse, physical abuse, verbal abuse, stalking, economic control, and it affects all ethnicities, races, age groups, social statuses, and faiths. So this is, domestic violence is a worldwide social problem. If you have a message of hope to share with the world, to bring somebody else into the light of recovery, you need to share it. And so that's my story, coming from the darkness and the chaos of domestic violence. And I have made a life for myself. I've made a partnership with other organizations.